Well, it's very exciting. And partly I can't quite believe it's true. And that's difficult. And then it's so exciting because it's like sort of turning around and suddenly finding you've got the Pope in your front parlour. It's most amazing. We're going to have a wonderful time.
And is everybody else similarly excited there?
Well, some are very excited and some I don't think quite believe it yet. They'll believe it when it happens. I think they're just stunned because it's not exactly what you expect.
Now, what in your view are some of the main problems faced by the elderly in today's very high technology, high pressurised society?
Well, if you're not on the internet, you might as well be dead. Everybody says, yes, well, we can do that over the net. And you say, what about if I don't have a net? And then they say, well, you've got no right to be alive in that case.
So you feel a bit sidelined?
A bit, frankly, yes. And the other thing is that when you slow down and it speeds up, it's not so good because it gets faster and I get slower.
How important is your faith for you in, shall we say, these twilight years of your life?
Vital. I was very frightened that I would end up in an old people's home and never get to Mass at all, except perhaps once a year if somebody took me. And I was terribly pleased when the sisters took me because I knew that I could have Mass every day and for the rest of my life. And that was just wonderful.
If you had a message that you could relay to Pope Benedict during his visit to the home, what would that be?
Oh, goodness me. I think what I would say to him is, in spite of the things that don't look too good, just keep hoping and praying, because things don't look too good sometimes. But in the end, you have to hang in there, and I'm sure you will, so he doesn't need me to tell him.
And do you think that the fact that he himself is an elderly person, he is after all 83, means that he can in many ways empathise with some of the problems that you face as an elderly person?
Well, he's in better shape than I am. And so I think to myself, I'm only a year older than him, so I feel he must feel some of what I feel. Only I think he's better at doing it than I am. He's in very good shape for a chap of his age.
Yes, he is indeed. And what message would you like to hear from the Pope?
I think I just want him to tell us once again that God loves us, because that's why we're here. If the sisters didn't love God and God didn't love the sisters, we wouldn't be here. We'd just be left on the sidelines, rotting in some corner.